sell me to the butchers downtown. I got nothing left in my hollow head. No thoughts, no thanks, just pain and dread. I said, wrap me up and spin me around. Then tie me up and let me sink to the bottom of the ground. Don't let my body go to waste, and pray the local seafood likes the taste.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Yeah.
Playing right now, but it's also happening right now.
Also...
Welcome to What's in Your Pocket. This is DJ Nos from Mark 2 checking in here Wednesday morning. Hump day, whoop, 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 May 14th. We got graduation coming up in a few days here, wind down the end of the semester at the great SUNY Oneonta. And let's see, it's going to be rainy the next few days. Surprise, surprise. Hopefully this weekend clears up a little bit for the graduation ceremonies and all. We're going to get everything started this morning with some Queen Killa off of Sheer Heart Attack.
She keeps him away, Shondo, in a pretty cabinet. Let the meat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy at a time. You can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
She never
never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, trying up and down to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, she was in that way. Forgot she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
I need to know. Tom Petty, great tune. I love Tom Petty. He's always cranking out some good stuff. Once again, Wednesday, May 14th, hump day. How's everybody doing out there in the la-la land of the world? You should come and be a guest on my show. All you need to do is email me, mark.paquette@oneonta.edu. Send a request in to be on the show. Or you could call 607-436-2711. That's the Wony Radio number. Or you could hit me up on Insta, what's in your pocket, and let me know you want to come up here. Also, you can put some requests, and if you want to hear a song, let me know. If I have it on vinyl, I'll play it. If I don't have it on vinyl, I think it's worth buying, I'll go ahead and pick it up. And if I don't have it on vinyl and don't think it's worth picking up, you can drop the album off here or come on the station and I'll spin it for you. Once again, only taking requests on vinyl, so we're always looking for donations, too, for the studio so we can build up our vinyl library. So let me know about that as well. And I'm going to put on some Weird Al this morning because, I don't know, it's hump day and it seems totally fitting. Here's some Mickey.
You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You play your bongos all the time. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine. How I love to hear you whine. Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Ricky!
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. Amazing. Weird Al. Going to see Weird Al this summer on July 13th at Bethel with Puddles opening. Come on. That's amazing. What a great show. I'm super stoked for that. Then we had Pretty Tied Up, Hanging Upside Down, The Barrels of Rock and Roll Decadence, Guns N' Roses, Lose Your Illusion. Like, half of those songs are great, and the other half are just filler. Reminds me of the White Album. But some people would say no, but that's for me. Sometimes all these, like, double albums could easily be whittled down to one album and get rid of the filler and keep all the killer. But, you know how it is. Sometimes we just want to release stuff, and that's great. All right, well, we're going to listen to some Alice in Chains now. Jar Flies, I Stay Away.
We'll be jamming until the break of dawn. See, nobody ever told you that you. We'll be jamming until the break of dawn.
Yeah, a little Master Blaster. Stevie Wonder. Who doesn't love Stevie Wonder? I think I've said this before in here, but Stevie Wonder is one of those artists. It's like, if somebody goes, I don't like Stevie Wonder, something's wrong with that person. I don't know anybody who would say that. There's got to be, is there somebody who would say that? That's insane. Yeah, Stevie Wonder's amazing. What a great body of work, and just absolutely incredibly played like most of the instruments on all those albums and stuff. It's totally insane. Anyways, so here's a joke of the day. Why should you stand in the corner of your house when it's cold? Why should you stand in the corner of your house when you're cold? I guess when you're cold. Why should you stand in the corner of your house when you're cold? Gonna play some Bach, then some Iron Maiden, and then I'll come back and tell you the riveting answer to this conundrum. Thank you. amazing. Hallowed Be Thy Name off Number of the Beast. I love it. Like this, like 3.5 minutes of instrumental stuff after that last verse or chorus or whatever, and then he just comes in out of nowhere. It's amazing. Anyways, Bruce Dickinson. What a great first album for him. And that was the third Iron Maiden album. I love the first two Iron Maiden albums, don't get me wrong. They're great. But Number of the Beast, it kind of changed things a little bit when he began singing. And I just remember that album cover was awesome. I remember just being a kid and seeing it. My cousins brought that to my grandmother's house, and I was in awe staring at that. I think it was that and Highway to Hell and maybe Blackout by the Scorpions, you know, and you, when you're younger and you're like looking at the album covers and you're like, this is the coolest thing ever, you know. Yeah, I don't, there's something about the albums. So why should you stand in the corner of your house when you're cold? Here's the joke. Why should you stand in the corner of your house when you're cold? Because it's 90 degrees. I refuse to apologize for my jokes. I'm gonna listen to some Pretenders. the great Mahavishnu Orchestra, Between Nothingness and Eternity. That's like a live version of the Trident sessions, which were released way after, probably in the 90s or something like that. I think they had recorded those and then never released them. And then finally, sometime in the 90s, McLaughlin released that album, the Trident Sessions, and it's awesome. But this was the first track off of Between Nothingness and Eternity, that live album from the early 70s. I love Mahavishnu. They are awesome. Back of the Chain Gang before their Pretenders. So I'm going to sign off for the day. I'm going to go to the gym, go have a good time lifting some of those weights, trying to get myself into shape. And I hope everybody else has a wonderful, wonderful hump day. May 14th, we got graduation coming up. This is DJ Nas from Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, kicking off from the basement of Hunt Union, SUNY Oneonta, home of Red Dragon Radio. And 90.9 FM Wony, keeping it locked. I'll see you tomorrow for May 15th, Thursday.
Someone once told me it's a gift to feel but a curse to hold. And that thought it haunts me. I'm run down by the fear and it's getting old. It picks me up and knocks me down. I'm feeling up, then on the ground again I'm struggling.
I feel round. In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny...